Water and how much of it we have is a pretty constant issue in Arizona, as we've heard today on the show. And a new group has started working on some of those issues, but with a bit of a twist. With me to explain are Jim Holloway, director of the Babbitt Center for Land and Water Policy, which is housed in the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy, and Paula Randolph, who's the program manager for the Lincoln Institute. And Jim, let me start with you. I know this is a fairly new endeavor, but what is the vision of what you hope to achieve here?
Sure. And like you say, it's new. The Babbitt Center for Land and Water Policy was announced May 2nd, so fairly new. The purpose of it is, one, recognizing that there's this intimate connection between how we use land and our water. So how we use land really shapes what our water demand is going to be. It also has an impact on the quality and the availability of that water. Though there are myriad of interests in a state like Arizona that recognizes the importance of our water, looking at policy issues, this connection between land and water has not really been fully looked at. And so that's the purpose of this center, is to see what lessons are being learned, see what practices are evolving, and then disseminate those throughout the entire Colorado River Basin.
Paula, you come from a land use background. How do you sort of see these two areas coming together and working together, this idea of land use and water issues and how they sort of intersect and affect each other?
This area of exploration is so important, Mark. The work that we're doing is really trying to make sure that we grow in a way that makes sure that there's water for our kids and our grandkids. That makes such a difference when you're thinking about where to put things and how to use things, because water impacts everybody. We don't think about it. We turn on the tap and we expect water to come out. Arizona is especially sensitive to water use. We've really seen that here, but the impacts in Arizona affect everyone in the West and ultimately globally as well. So that's really the play, I think, is how smart we use the dirt and how well we add water to it in a way that meets our needs as a community.
Well, Jim kind of alluded to this, that in this state, there's a lot of discussion about land use and what is going to be built where and what's going to be preserved as far as open space. And there's a lot of discussion about water and preserving it and conserving it and storing it underground in some cases. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of discussion about the relationship that those two have, that what you build over here might affect the water underground, or preserving this open space or a green belt or something like that might have an impact in one way or another on the water supply.
So very true. And really that's what our intention is to heighten awareness and provide actually data so that communities can make good decisions based on how they want to grow and be thoughtful about the greater good as well.
Do you imagine that what it is that you're doing will fit in some way with what other institutions, organizations, nonprofits, things like that, that also study either land use or water are also doing?
Absolutely. And so we have begun by reaching out to some of the most prominent organizations there, certainly in Arizona and throughout the West. The Nature Conservancy is very active in some of these areas. And so we're starting to collaborate with them. The Walton Family Foundation has funded an enormous amount of engagement, and particularly by environmental non-governmental organizations. So we're looking to work with them as well.
I also want to make sure that we don't forget our university system. We are actively pursuing relationships with them. They've expressed extreme excitement to participate. They're doing very progressive work, U of A, ASU, and we have every intention of partnering with them as well.
Paula, one of the projects that you guys are looking at is sort of a replication or maybe a modification of something that researchers are doing on the East Coast in the Chesapeake Bay area. Can you tell me a little bit about what it is they're doing and how you would like to try to move that here?
Absolutely. We are so excited to basically test a proof of concept. I need to step back a little bit and talk about our CEO at the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy. His name is Mac McCarthy, and he's quite a visionary thinker. And he has partnered with this group called the Chesapeake Conservancy to do some very interesting work in spatial analysis. So essentially, they're taking satellite images and dialing them down to the point where you can really determine what is on the ground. Chesapeake Conservancy specifically has looked at the Chesapeake Bay, and they're trying to work on water quality issues and actually have been very successful there. Water quality, however, is not water quantity, and that's what we're interested in. And Mac, our CEO, decided he would like to do a grand experiment. It is truly a proof of concept. We're not sure it's going to work, but we're ready to try. And so we have partnered with the Chesapeake Conservancy along with folks in Pima County, and we are going to attempt to determine whether or not we can learn about the desert landscape through satellite images.
Do you think that that could be applicable elsewhere in the state? Because we hear so much about, you know, monsoon rains coming through and the rain falling in a place. It's great that it's falling, but it's not falling anywhere near where it can be stored, you know, either, you know, out east at the reservoirs or, you know, up in the mountains where, you know, where it could potentially help some of the northern parts of the state. Could this work up there as well?
We are very hopeful, but remember, proof of concept. We are not sure yet. We have folks who have done amazing things with cloud computing and machine learning, and our hope is that they are able to figure it out. But this is really us saying, show me the money. Show us the water. Show us the ability to see what the desert looks like from up above so that we can help local communities and individuals make good decisions about where to put green infrastructure and hopefully where the water is and where it's going.
In the list of organizations and groups with which you're working or plan to work, the one that, and maybe this was just an unintentional oversight, the one that I didn't hear was developers. And when you talk about land use, you kind of have to talk about developers and home builders and other, you know, construction groups. Have you heard from that community at all to see if they are amenable to working with you and hearing what you have to say and make that relevant to the projects that they're looking to do?
It's so funny you mentioned that, Mark, because we actually made an appointment today with a developer. They are very concerned about water. They can't build if they don't have a show me the water certificate that says, yes, you can build there. And so in Arizona, it's especially important, but it is in all of the West. And it will be globally as well. So absolutely reaching out. I think they understand that if there is water, they want to be smart about it. You see it in different areas throughout the country where they're being very careful about what they're putting on the outside. Landscape is obviously a big user of water. So it's really important for us to include them in the conversation. They also have that long-term view, which is very helpful in our arena as well, because this is a long-term problem. We don't believe it's going away. We believe the more information we give, they're better able to predict and help shape the future that they'd like to see. So developers are hugely important in this conversation.
All right. Paula, Jim, thanks so much for coming in.
Sure. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Paula Randolph is program manager for the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy. Jim Holway is director of the Babbitt Center for Land and Water Policy through the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy.